with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "Gird your loins and light your lamps. Be like servants who await their master's return from a wedding, ready to open immediately when he comes and knocks. Blessed are those servants whom the master finds vigilant on his arrival. Amen, I say to you, he will gird himself, have the servants recline at table and proceed to wait on them. And should he come in the second or third watch and find them prepared in this way, blessed are those servants. Be sure of this, if the master of the house had known the hour when the thief was coming, he would not have let his house be broken into. You also must be prepared, for at an hour you do not expect, the Son of Man will come." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
This Gospel is traditionally interpreted to be a reminder to us to be watchful and vigilant, for we know not when death will come. I wonder if that isn't a back way to go about a lot of things. Perhaps instead we should be mindful, watchful, and vigilant about life itself. I can't tell you how many times someone sits down in my office and says to me, "Father, we've been married for X number of years, and I don't know what's happened. I just can't get him to communicate with me. He won't talk to me. Everything's dead, and I don't know what to do." Or someone else sits in my office and says, "Again, we've been married X number of years, and I don't know what's happened, Father, but it's all gone sour. She's busy and has time for everybody else, but none for me. There's no intimacy left in our marriage." There are a multitude of reasons why marriages can fail, but one of them, I suspect, is because we're not watchful and vigilant with that relationship. Relationships are incredibly, incredibly fragile, and we have to work at them every single day to make them work. I think you would agree with me that this building is probably the most beautiful church in the diocese, but it's 110 years old, and it requires constant, unending vigilance and watchfulness. The other day, the custodian said to me, "I need you for an hour." And he walked me particularly around the back of the church and showed me where there's some water damage, some mortar coming out, showed me where the new roof on the food pantry is causing water to come down against the building and seep into the boiler room. And so you constantly have to be vigilant about it, or all of this will begin to crumble as it had before we restored it in 2012. The rectory kitchen hasn't been touched since 1970. And you've rarely seen a room in need of more cosmetic approach than that room. And I've been squirreling away pennies, and finally we had it restored to what it was, and it really turned out beautiful. And 3 weeks after we did it, I came down to go over for Mass one morning, and the whole kitchen was underwater. A pipe had burst. But it's 100 years old, and so you have to be watchful and vigilant. Let's you and I be watchful and vigilant about life, and then death will be no concern. Amen.